Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. NFL recap week 9. Man, 9 weeks have gone by in the NFL. We're halfway through the season. A lot of ups, a lot of downs in the season so far. And I know that Tom Brady is feeling it this morning. He can't get an out-duel Drew Brees. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. We're talking all NFL today. Pittsburgh Steelers remain undefeated. Definitely the Steelers, man, they finding ways to win. Big ups to Mike Tomlin. Man, he has so many. He's had winning seasons every year since he's been in Pittsburgh. That's unreal. That's amazing. Been to the Super Bowl a couple times, won one. You can't argue with success. I mean, I look at it like this. If Mike Tomlin was fired by the Pittsburgh Steelers, he'd be hired in 5 seconds. I mean, this guy's a winner. He's a very upstanding, straightforward kind of guy. I love it. I love his press conference. Mike Tomlin's doing a great job with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But we'll get into all that. Again, thank everybody. You can catch the Jeff Thomas Show Monday through Thursdays. Man, check out our podcast. We're here 4 days a week. Tomorrow evening, we'll be talking a little bit of politics. So we're going to get in and talk about the election and what's upcoming for the country. Our Wednesday night shows is our Black Men Talking show. So we get in on that as well. And then Thursday is Relationship Thursday. So make sure you tune in, follow our podcast, subscribe to our podcast, I should say. And, man, we try to get the NFL recap in every week, talk about Sunday's games. I'm really disappointed. I'm a Chicago Bears fan. And I'm really, really disappointed in Chicago Bears and the direction that they're going. I know they had a lot of injuries, but we'll talk about the Bears as well. But let's get into it. Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the New Orleans Saints. Now, I always ride for my old ball coach, Bruce Arians, played for him some years back when I was a football player at Temple University in Philadelphia. Man, but they got blown out yesterday. 38-3. Drew Brees, of course, has extended his touchdown marquee, and he's moved ahead of Tom Brady. And so we are definitely looking at that and seeing where the successes of Drew Brees just continues. I mean, it just continues. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's in his 40s. He's over 40. Both he and Tom Brady are over 40. But, man, Drew Brees has all these weapons. And he just looked so crisp yesterday. And I would say that Tom Brady had a horrible day. He had a horrible game yesterday. But I have to give credit to that New Orleans Saints defense. They played lights out. They played lights out. They were flying to the football. Tom Brady didn't have any time in the pocket. He had no time in the pocket. And Tom Brady was trying to hit Rob Gronkowski too many times. You have Mike Evans on your team. There are other weapons. Their running game is suspect right now. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the running game in Tampa Bay. It's just not looking well at all. But Tom Brady looked very pedestrian. He looked 42. If that's his age, he looked 42 on the football field. If you know anything about football, you know, anywhere between 29 and 35 is pretty considered old. He's 42 out there playing. Those guys didn't give Tom Brady any time in the pocket. Didn't have a lot of time. But he made a lot of errant throws. He just looked bad. He just looked bad yesterday. And Drew Brees looked tremendous. He looked tremendous. And I think this is Tom Brady's second loss to Drew Brees. Well, third, really, technically, but he has worse losses to Drew Brees. So, man, the Saints, they really, really have the Tampa Bay Bucs numbers so far. So we'll see how that division works out. I really thought that Tampa Bay would show up on Sunday Night Football on national television, but Coach Arians and his staff, Todd Bowles, that defense, they have to put some things together. They have to put some things together. They plan on getting out of the NFC and making it to the Super Bowl. But I love the way the Saints played. They flat around. Gronkowski got nothing. Malcolm Jenkins held him down the entire night. He D'd him up. He just played straight up defense on him. And so Gronk, should not be your number one target, I don't think. I mean, he just passed his prime, even though I think Gronk is probably one of the greatest tight ends to ever play the game. So, looking at that, going back, Tampa Bay, you'll get it together at some point, hopefully by playoff time. All right. Pittsburgh Steelers move to 8-0. Talking about a game yesterday, I mean, it was Steelers, I think they played down to the competition. Cowboys are trash. The Dallas Cowboys are hot garbage. I don't care about the Cowboy fans. Y'all should understand that your team is nothing right now. You all are fighting for that number one quarterback spot. Either you're going to get Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence, whatever one. But you need to just go and just let it go. Because right now your team is horrible, horrific. This Dallas, I don't know what's going on. I couldn't even care. But anyway, Pittsburgh Steelers played tough. Defense played tough. Ben Roethlisberger, of course, he proved once again that he's a leader on the football field. And he was able to pull and almost will his team to victory in the last seconds of the game. We saw the tight end jump over and score the touchdown. Guys are still tackling low with your head down. Well, guess what happens? Somebody's going to jump right over you. That happens. That tends to happen when you when you tackle with your head down. And I think it's Eric Ebron, the tight end, caught the touchdown that took the Steelers to a whole nother level. So, shout out to Coach Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think, I'm going to tell you right now, it's either going to be them in Kansas City Super Bowl. It's those two teams. Those two teams are tough. I don't see Baltimore doing anything. I just don't see it right now. I don't think they have enough. But Pittsburgh, they finally got their defense to working. Finally got their defense flying to the football. And I'm loving the Steelers right now. I'm loving them. So, shout out to Mike Tomlin. Keep on doing the great work that you're doing. And, man, we should see you in the Super Bowl. Let's hope that happens. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Minnesota Vikings defeated the Detroit Lions. And let me tell you something. Dalvin Cook, running back, Minnesota Vikings, he just looks tremendous. Let me look at his numbers. He had 206 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, Dalvin, and he was hurt. And so he came back. He looks like a totally, I don't know, Minnesota Vikings look totally different with him. Totally different with him. And so right now, as I look at it, I'm just like, man, you know what? Minnesota Vikings is going to be a play. They have an opportunity to be a playoff team. Kirk Cousins just need to just manage the team. You have a pretty decent defense now. They're starting to play a little bit. But what I need for Kirk Cousins to do is keep handing that ball off and then pass it every now and then. You have some decent receivers, but right now they need to just, man, leave this. Keep running with Dalvin Cook. Yeah, pay that man. Y'all got to pay him his money. He's worth it. I don't know if they worked out the contracts or whatever, but they need to pay that man what it is he deserves. Because right now, Dalvin Cook is balling out of control. I mean, I don't know what to say about him, but besides, he's starting to remind me of a Barry Sanders with a mixture of Adrian Peterson. I know that's don't rip me apart. I'm just saying, he just kind of reminds me of that. I'm just seeing this guy break tackles. He's running. He's hitting his holes. The Lions are blocking. And so Dalvin Cook is doing a great job for the Minnesota Vikings. They defeated Detroit Lions 34-20. Falcons, Atlanta Falcons, ATL. What has happened in the last few weeks? Ever since you have Raheem Morris has taken over. You're 3-1. 3-1. Now I'm going to say this. He's qualified and more than qualified to be a head coach in the NFL. I don't know if he's going to stay with the Atlanta Falcons, but I mean, he was with Tampa Bay Bucks. I think they gave him like a year or so and they let him go. And now he's with Atlanta. He has a winning record since he's taken over as the head man. Give that man that job or he's going to go someplace else. But these are the kind of coaches when we're talking about that need to be interviewed and need to be hired. They're more than qualified to do the job. And Raheem Morris is showing it. He's showing it. So, big ups to the Atlanta Falcons, of course, with Julio Jones. I mean, you can't go wrong with Julio Jones. I mean, you just can't. It's kind of hard to. If you mess that up, you know, Matt Ryan's coming around. See if they can get their running game in order. But the Atlanta Falcons, finally, man, they beat somebody. Beat the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are right. You know, I ain't gonna crown the Broncos. But I'm just saying. You know, they had an opportunity and they took advantage of it. And they won the game. The Baltimore Ravens. Ravens knocked off the Colts 24-10. I was just praising the quarterback for the Colts last week. Come on, man. What's going on? I mean, really, what's happening? Indy Colts, I thought you were going to be able to do your thing. I thought you were going to be able to make some things happen. But, man, looks like you all got pretty much abused yesterday. Ravens, I mean, of course, they're going to be tough. Anytime you have the MVP on your team, that's going to be tough. Let me see what the look at some of the lines for. And I was just praising the Colts last week. I thought that with their defense, is definitely one of the top defenses in the NFL. So I can't get to my info that I'm trying to get to with that game. But anyway, Colts, you lost. That AFC South is going to be pretty tough, because you have the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Houston Texans are pretty much straight garbage. They're not a good team at all. Those two teams are struggling in that NFC South. But with the Colts and the Titans, you know, and that'll lead us into our next. The Titans really tightened up the Chicago Bears yesterday. They tightened them up real good. And I mean, the game was actually close at halftime. I mean, it was a very close game. But man, second half, the Titans just came out, ran it down the Bears' throat. They passed the ball. They just beat up on the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears, of course, they were decimated with injuries. But what's going on with the Bears and Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace? And I'm going to go on record as saying that it's time to part ways with them, especially Ryan Pace. You gave up draft picks to get Mitchell Trubisky, okay? You didn't have to give up those draft picks. You could have drafted him or drafted Patrick Mahomes or drafted Deshaun Watson, any of those two guys who are all pro and NFL MVPs and all that old kind of stuff. You could have drafted those guys, but you didn't. Now, those picks, you could have selected offensive linemen. Could have done that. We gave up draft picks to get Nick Foles. Okay, Nick Foles? Don't get me wrong. He's Super Bowl winning quarterback, but Nick Foles is a backup quarterback. He's a guy you put in if your quarterback gets hurt on a game, you know, game 10, 11, 12 of the NFL season. So you put him in the game and you let him play. And he can take you on the rest of the way. He is not a guy that's going to start the season at the very beginning and move the sticks. It's just not happening. It's just not happening. And so now we look at a situation where the offensive line has been decimated with injuries. And that's to be accepted. You cannot play a game with, you know, second and third string offensive linemen. It just doesn't happen. But guess what? The Titans don't care. Tennessee Titans don't care about that. They're going to try to stump a knot hole in you. And that's what they did to the Chicago Bears yesterday. Even though Nick Foles' numbers looked okay, still horrible, horrible game by the Chicago Bears. Just horrible. Defense can't stay on the field all day. And what I've said before, you have to be able to manage this game, okay? You cannot allow this defense to go to the wayside. You cannot allow this defense to go to the wayside. If not, if you do, then you're going to be rebuilding. So it's time for Pace to take. I think he needs to. It's time for him to move on. Matt Nagy, you know, I know he didn't draft Mr. Trubisky because he wasn't there. He was in Kansas City when they had Patrick Mahomes. So I know that he's seeing that and saying, I can't work with Mitch. But Nick Foles is just not doing it. It's not. David Montgomery got concussion. He's out of the game. The running game has been suspect. We don't have a running back. This Bears offense just looks horrific. And I don't care what you did 3 years ago. I want to know what you're doing now. I want to know what's happening right now. And right now, the Chicago Bears, they're 5-4. And I will say this. At the beginning of the year, I predicted them to be 6-10. I did. And as it looks right now, they keep losing. They have Minnesota up next. They have Green Bay. Then they have Detroit. So you're facing your division foes, which are the tougher games. I'm telling you right now, they're not beating Minnesota. They're not beating Green Bay. That's just not happening. So what's going to happen with the Chicago Bears moving forward? I don't know, but they need to look at a few things, and they need to make some serious, serious fundamental changes within that organization. Have to be able to draft right. Your scouting department, who's the scouts? Who's director of player personnel? The people that we're bringing in. I just don't know. The Bears just don't look like an organization, one of the oldest organizations along with the Green Bay Packers since the inception of the NFL. And right now, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. I call the Chicago Bears. People get mad at me. The Jacksonville Jaguars of the NFC. Just got to leave it right there. Hey, this is your man, Jeff Thomas, on the Jeff Thomas Show on our NFL recap, heard every Monday right here on the Jeff Thomas Show. You can subscribe to our podcast, man. Check us out. Check out some of our shows, some of the things that we do. We try to do a lot of different things, try to be a little bit diverse with it. Let me see. Let's finish up this thing. Pittsburgh, I talked about Pittsburgh. Titans beat the Bears. The battle of the young guns. Yeah, I say it, the young guns. Kyler Murray versus Tua Tagovailoa. I can't pronounce his name. My bad. Whatever. It's kind of hard to pronounce, but, you know, we'll get it at some point. But Tua versus Kyler, man, great game. The young guns. These guys are the future of the NFL. Both are really small quarterbacks, so I like to see that. But Tua, of course, took the victory home. I think this is his second victory because, if I'm not mistaken, no, he was out. He was injured with his hip injury. But this is a battle that I hope to see for years. I wish they were in the same division because you get a chance to see them twice battle it out. But, man, in the end, and I have Kyler as my fantasy quarterback. Man, he always puts up great numbers. Let me see what he did for me in fantasy this week. Because I think alone, I needed him just alone, just to win my fantasy. And I think that's all I needed. Tom Brady and Gronkowski and Mike Evans did absolutely zero for me. Although I don't have Tom Brady, I have Gronk and Mike Williams. But I can't find another tight end right now. But anyway, Tua had a great football game, as well as Kyler Murray. I love seeing small players play. Because there's a misconception that size is just a determinant factor on how well you can play. And we know that there are guys that are big that can't play. Look at Tony Mandridge. Remember Tony Mandridge from the Green Bay Packers back in the day? It was weighed like 300-some pounds. It was huge, 6'7", huge rock. And he turned out to be a bust for the Packers, bust in the NFL. And I'm not knocking him, you know, it happens. But I'm just saying size doesn't always determine. You got Russell Wilson, you got Kyler Murray, you got Tua, you got Drew Brees, you got quarterbacks that's not, they aren't, you know, your typical 6'4", 6'5". These guys are short, 6 feet max, I want to say. 6 feet max. So it's good to see those guys out there balling. But that game, let me see what I got out of Kyler Murray. Man, Kyler Murray had a great game. Let me see what he had. Yeah, 283 yards, 3 touchdowns. And he scored, rushed a touchdown. And also he had 11 attempts for 106 yards rushing and a score. He fumbled the ball. You got to keep the ball. You got to keep that ball now. You can't be fumbling, Kyler. But anyway, that's a huge game. Huge. Talking about almost 400 yards, if not 400 yards close to. Total offense. 4 touchdowns he's responsible for. Great game by Kyler. Can't knock that at all. Can't knock that at all. So, but I'm going to look forward to seeing those young quarterbacks battle in the near future. We know that Green Bay, a Thursday night football, Green Bay defeated the San Francisco 49ers 34-17. San Francisco, one thing about teams after the Super Bowl, it's tough. You have to really be a great team and a disciplined team to come back and either go back to the Super Bowl after you've lost or go back to the Super Bowl after you've won it. And you have to, because everybody's gunning for you. Everybody's coming for you. And so, you know, Green Bay is a respectable team. They definitely deserve respect. You got Aaron Rodgers. You have a few people there. But here's the thing. They have quarterback issues right now. They have quarterback issues in San Francisco. They had a lot of injuries in San Francisco. So there are a lot of variables working against them. But guess what? Nobody cares about your injuries. Green Bay Packers don't care about your injuries. They could care less. They can. They just came to play ball, baby. And they came to win. That's what they do. So that game, 34-17, Thursday night football. You know, I'm kind of torn on Thursday night football. And even the Sunday night games. Some of those games are a bore. It's just Thursday night football is just like, why? Why? Leave it to the college games. I'd rather just watch college games. Pro games on Thursday night does nothing for me at all. It's just like, okay, they just doing something just to be doing it on Thursday nights. Can't deal with it. Kansas City fends off a feisty Carolina Panther team. Christian McCaffrey's back for the Carolina Panthers, but it wasn't enough. 33-31. Super Bowl champs pull it out. Now, Matt Rhule, he tried to kick like a 67-yard field goal towards the end of the game. I mean, the wind, it was a little windy. I mean, he'd had the distance. It was just off to the right. But if he would have lined that baby up and been able to hit that, you know, goal, they would have won the football game. But I will say this, under Matt Rhule, I like the way the Carolina Panthers look. They are a much better team than what they were with Cam Newton and Ron Rivera last year. They just are. They're much improved. They look much improved. Matt Rhule just has to work out a few kinks, and he has a tough schedule. So the schedule is tough. I mean, anytime you're playing the world champs, that's going to be tough. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes, if he can stay healthy, and he has the weapons on offense, that team is going to be very difficult. You don't have to have a super great defense. You just have to have a respectable defense that can stop people. That's all. Bend but don't break. And so far, they're playing pretty good for the most part. But Patrick Mahomes, man, he's throwing that ball to all those different weapons. This guy can distribute the football. He's an excellent distributor of the football. And I, you know, this is only his, what, third, fourth year in the league? I'm going to venture to say right now, and I know we got Tom Brady still playing, and, you know, you got some other guy, Drew Brees. And, nah, I got to put him up there. He's put in the realm of the greatest of all time. I'm going to put him in that realm of greatest of all time. I'm going to put him in that category. Not all the way, but he's on that chart right now. He's on the radar. So another two or three years, we will probably be calling him the GOAT, depending on how many Super Bowls he wins. If he goes back this year and wins another Super Bowl, Mahomes is top notch. I don't know if he'll get six like Tom Brady. We'll see. He's definitely going to get another one coming up. Andy Reid's done a great job with that squad as well. And Andy Reid's one of the great coaches. Eagles fans have to be kicking themselves, kicking the organization for letting Andy Reid go. All Andy Reid needed was just some time. Sometimes Super Bowls just don't come like that. They're hard to come by. You just don't wake up and, oh, we won't win a Super Bowl today, and it's that easy. It's difficult, but y'all should have stayed with Andy Reid. Philadelphia, even though you did get a Super Bowl, you got a Super Bowl. You probably could have had a lot more if you had Andy Reid. Just saying, he was definitely one of those coaches that you don't want to let go. You don't ever want to let go of. Buffalo, Josh Allen. You know what? Josh Allen has had three 300-yard football games. He's had two 400-yard football games. Josh Allen is, he reminds me of Jay Cutler, but maybe a little smarter. And I really, you know, because I think Jay struggled between the ears a little bit when he was playing for the Denver Broncos and the Chicago Bears. Josh Allen's a little tougher than Jay Cutler. Now, I respect all quarterbacks. Anybody that gets back there and you have, you know, 300-pound guys running 4-5 at you, that's a problem. That's an issue. And any guys that wants to play that position, hats off to you. But Josh Allen, man, he's playing great football. They defeated the Seattle Seahawks 44-34. Seattle's defense is trash. Pete Carroll, get it together, coach. What are you doing? Excuse me. Defense is horrible. You're giving up 44 points? Josh Allen, though, is playing his game. Russell Wilson, what's going on, bro? You're struggling. Too many turnovers. He had two fumbles and two interceptions. In the last two to three weeks, he's had seven turnovers. That's uncharacteristic of Russell Wilson. But what I believe is happening is he's spending too much time with Sierra. No, psych. Yeah, that's just a joke, y'all. He is now with DK Metcalf. He has receivers that he can go to now. So he's taking more chances. He's risking it, throwing that ball a whole lot more. So that's why he's starting to get all these turnovers. Too much scrambling around. I mean, in the pocket. You either get in and get out of there. Just go. Sometimes you got to utilize your legs, man. Be who you are. Be that athlete that you are, that you're capable of. You already know how to slide. He took too many hits yesterday. I think he was tattooed like 16 times. Too much. I'm going to just tell you right now. That's too much for any football player to be getting hit 16 times. I don't care if he had the ball in his hands or whatever. He's taking that punishment. Eventually, his body's going to break down. Eventually, it is. It's just the way it is. So hopefully Russell doesn't get any kind of serious injuries. That defense, he needs help. So he's trying to do a lot because, hey, the defense can't hold up. It just can't. Legion of Boom's not coming through that door. It's not happening. So, as we look at it, we look at the scores for the week. The Raiders, of course, defeated the Chargers. The San Diego's coach, I don't know, man. Not going to be around too much longer, bro. For real. Justin Herbert, you have a young quarterback that's good. I think he's a steal of the draft. I have to say, Justin Herbert was the steal of the draft. I didn't think he was going to be as good as he is right now, but that kid shows a lot of maturity. He looks great in the pocket. He has presence. He can move. He can also run. I like this kid. LA Chargers have a quarterback. He's probably going to be the best since, I ain't going to say Phillip Rivers. Yeah, Phillip Rivers was good. We saw what he did in Indy this past week. But Phillip Rivers was great. But I see this kid as being better than Phillip Rivers. I do. Because of his mobility, because of his arm strength, I see Justin Herbert being a beast. But the Raiders, of course, the Vegas Raiders defeated them. And, I can't wait to when this world opens back up to go to Vegas and actually go to the Vegas Football Reliance Stadium. I cannot wait to get in that stadium, man. It looks so great from the outside. But especially if you see it from the expressway, it just looks like a big, Coliseum, from like the Roman days or something like that. So shout out to the Raiders. Raiders are the AFC West is a tough division. The AFC West and the NFC West are, to me, okay, let me take that back. Only because the Super Bowl champions are in the AFC West, I'll give them props. I like the AFC North with Baltimore and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the toughest division. In the AFC and in the NFC, the NFC West is the toughest division. I believe that the Super Bowl champions will come out of there, but New Orleans is going to have something to say about that, and Green Bay is going to have something to say about that as well. Then you had the Giants versus the Washington football team. Nobody cares. Giants won the game, but who cares outside of people in New York, I guess. I'm not really feeling that. The NFC East is just trash. It's just trash. It's the worst division in football. I don't know why they're even. I guess you got to play just because, but when you lead a division with losing records, that's a problem. It happened some years ago with Pete Carroll when he had the Seattle Seahawks and they went to the playoffs at 7-9 or something like that. Lost to Chicago Bears. That's horrible. Just horrible, man. You come on, you guys get paid to play, get paid big money. Coaches, coach them up, do whatever you have to do. I don't know. It should be interesting. But I just want to drop my little NFL recap. I'm really excited. It's week 9. So, again, we're halfway through the season. And I don't see a clear-cut team besides Kansas City maybe, but with Pittsburgh there, that from the AFC that has a chance to go into the Super Bowl. I don't know right now. It's kind of a toss-up. Anything can happen. And in the NFC, it's up for grabs. Green Bay, I think is going to have something to say about it. New Orleans, as I just mentioned, and maybe Seattle if they can get their defense together. I don't want to put the Rams. I don't know. They lost to Miami, man. I mean, come on. They lost to Miami. Tampa Bay, if they could ever get it all going on all cylinders, has an opportunity. But the path to the Super Bowl is going to be up for grabs. I'm just saying it right now. So I don't really know. I'm not going to make any predictions until later on as we move further into the season. We have, 7-8 more games to be played. So, looking forward to it. But hope everybody's having a great day. Thank you for tuning in to the Jeff Thomas Show. Checking out the NFL Recap Week 9. Make sure you check us out tomorrow. We're talking politics. We're talking the election. Yes, we're going to get it in. Get on Wednesday, we're talking black men talking. Brothers getting it in, talking all kind of issues, subjects. And then on Thursday, of course, is Relationship Thursday. So, you guys, hey, I appreciate you for listening in. And this is the Jeff Thomas Show. See you tomorrow. Always on time.